For our thoughts tonight, call your attention to Psalm 142. It's a psalm of David. And when you think about David, you are thinking about the individual, the character, the person, concerning whom we have more detailed information in the Bible than any other character. And of course, we recognize David as the one who slain Goliath, and we recognize him as the king of Israel. And we also know David as the warrior, and we know David as the king, and we know David as the shepherd boy who slew Goliath. And we also know David through the book of Psalms as well as other places in the Old Testament, when he was on his knees. And this particular psalm, number 142, is a psalm that was written by David concerning a prayer that he offered when he was in a cave trying to escape from Saul. In fact, he was in the cave alone. Now, David was king of Israel, of course. He was 30 years old when he was anointed king. He was king for 40 years. 70, I guess, thereabouts, whenever he ceased being king, as it were. And David is halfway between Abraham and Jesus. 1,000 years in either direction. A halfway point. David, of course, is the one that provided the throne concerning which we hear Christ talking about, making the spiritual application. Beloved, I don't know of any source of comfort and consolation and prayers to Almighty God that inspiration offers us that would go beyond those offered in the book of Psalms. And especially in the case of Psalm 142, and the ones similar to it. For it is a psalm concerning David's distress. We hear his cry in the first two verses, "I cry out to the Lord with my voice. With my voice to the Lord I make my supplication. I pour out my complaint before him. I declare before him my trouble." It's significant that in the first two lines, he uses repetition concerning his voice. I cry out to the Lord with my voice. With my voice, I cry out to the Lord. Of course, we know the psalmists and especially the poetical writers of the Old Testament use repetition to great effect. And David is crying out to the Lord. And he pours out, he says, what is his complaint before him. I declare before him my trouble. Now, if we're going to learn from David, and this psalm was entitled by David as a psalm of instruction as well as a psalm of prayer and his beseeching the Lord for his own benefit. One of the greatest sources of comfort we should have as we study the Word of God, folks, is the example of those people who lived in the Bible, both good and bad. We have both of those in the life of David, don't we? But he says, I declare before him my trouble. He did have assurance from the Lord. And this is one thing David never did, as you've heard me repeat over and over and over and over and over and over again. David never did quit talking to God. He never did. He talked to him in times where they were good. He talked to him in times that were bad. He talked to him in times of distress, especially, as he is doing here. I declare before him my trouble. You say, well, didn't God know that David had trouble? Sure he did, but David declared to him anyway. Then the assurance he had in the first part of verse 3 says, when my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then you knew my path. David knew that God knew, but he also knew that he himself needed to go there. Then his despair. In the way in which I walk, they have secretly set a snare for me. He's talking about Saul and his army. Look on my right hand and see, for there's no one there that acknowledges me. Refuge has failed me. And then a line that we all are familiar with from the pen of David. No one cares for my soul. You ever been there? I would imagine to some degree or another every single one of us that's lived any time at all upon this earth have been there. No one cares for my soul. Great study is to answer that question, that statement. But those who do, there are those who do care, beginning with God, His Son Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and so on. And so after voicing his despair in God, he offers some measure of confidence in the next verses. I cried out to you, O Lord. I said, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Attend to my cry. Beloved, it's okay to go to God crying out for help. It's okay to go to God and confess if we're at a point of despair, a very low point in our lives. It's all right to do that. In fact, God would want us to do that. He said, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise your name. The righteous shall surround me, for you shall deal bountifully with me. Even at the very point of some, at the bottom of his well of despair, as it were, David still had confidence in Almighty God. As he looked around and he knew that Saul and his army was trying to apprehend him, trying to kill him, Saul wanted to get rid of him because David was a threat to him. And even in the midst of all of that, David said, I know you shall deal bountifully with me. Then as we seek the Lord's assurance, no matter how low we might be feeling at a given time, rest assured that David has been there. Every other person has been there as well. Two or three interesting things here I want to note in regard to our thoughts. One is that David directed his prayer directly to God. We oftentimes point out that the priest is the bridge builder under the Old Testament order of things, and how that he went in with the sin offering every year. But we also find individuals like this praying directly to God in times of trouble and tribulation and suffering. Beloved, we have that appointment with God. We can go to Him in prayer anytime, day or night. Regardless of the situation, good times or bad, we can go to God directly. Here's another thought, and that is, being human beings, all people will fail us sometimes, someplace, somewhere. No matter how great a friendship we might have, how great a marriage we might have, as human beings, being frail, we will fail us. It seemed that everyone had failed David at this time. And we all personally have our own failings as well, even as was true in the life of David. There's another thing we need to remember too. And that is, in the life of each and every one of us, our life is going to vary all the way from the lesser points of suffering and pain to the most difficult and painful sections of, or points of pain. And here is another thought. I don't read in this psalm or any of David's psalm his bitterness, any bitterness on the part of David. Bitterness is a waste of time. Bitterness is a waste of mind. If regardless of how deep our suffering might become, to become bitter only saps the energy and the mind thought from the healing that we could be doing. God's answer for all of us is don't quit. You want to be able to deal with the physical aspects of suffering in this world? Then make sure that you give attention to the spiritual aspects of this life first. Then and only then will we be able to the greatest degree, relieve our suffering, whatever degree it might be. And here's the final thought for these few words this evening. And that is, sincere prayer is fertile for the mind. Sincere prayer, as we address Almighty God with our needs, with our thanks for the benefits that He has given to us, sincere prayer is going to clear our minds better and to a greater degree than anything as we live out our lives here on this earth, be they good or bad, at any point in our lives as well. But you have to be a person who is willing to be obedient to Almighty God, because before He's going to not just hear your prayer, He will hear your prayer, but to answer it, only if we're willing to be obedient to Him. To become a child of His, to become a disciple of His Son, by repenting of our sins, whatever they might be, confessing our sins and His Son as our Savior, and being immersed in water, we know as baptism, from whence we arise to walk in newness of life. We're a new individual, headed in a different direction. And if you're a child of God here this evening and need to repent publicly, need to confess publicly in some way, if you need the prayers of the church, you need to be restored, whatever it may be, we urge you to come as together we stand and sing.